Hello and welcome on this episode about the new farm bills which has become extremely controversial in recent times. We have heard that Shiromani Akali Dal SAD, which has been partnered with BJP for almost 30 years, have decided to walk out of the partnership over this bill. This bill has been passed in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, but Rajya Sabha had a lot of issues. There was a voice vote, there was not a proper voting, you know, around 10 MPs who had protested vigorously against it has been suspended for 7 days. Now, what is the controversy all about? This bill for the farm sector has been, you know, sort of projected as something which will do to the agriculture sector of same magnitude of what happened to the industrial sector in 1991 reforms. We essentially will break open the agriculture sector, which is a very, very protected or controlled sector to the market economics, so that the farmers have the freedom to choose where to sell, when to sell, at what price, what to grow. Fundamentals of this is like this. In India, there is a rule called APMC, Agriculture Producers Marketing Corporation. APMC is there in every district of the country. There are around 500 districts in India. And the rule says that if you are part of a district, whatever you produce, you have the right to sell that only in that APMC and nowhere else. Think about it this way. Even if you are at the edge of a particular district and the APMC of the neighboring district is closer to you, you cannot cross over to the other district and go to that APMC to sell whatever you have produced. In fact, there are APMC police which patrols the streets, and they will catch you and confiscate whatever you are trying to transport. Now, what happens is that, you know, if you have produced something, you take it to the APMC, and the APMC has their own individuals who have the license to buy the stuff which you have produced. And more often than not, they form the cartel. And you are supposed to sell it to whatever price that cartel has decided for that particular day. And think about it this way, that if you are not ready to sell at that price point, there is very little possibility of you coming back with your produce, because again you have to go to the same mandi, APMC mandi, the next day or whichever day you decide, because that's the only option which you have. This possibly theoretically can still be a possibility for the ones who are growing rice or wheat or pulses, which can be stored. But if somebody is producing a vegetable or fruit which is perishable, you have no hope but to sell it off at whatever price that is available. Now, what this APMC Act has done in India, first of all, it has created a market where the farmers are captive, who set off middlemen, the people who manage the mandis. It has also created a very distorted situation where, you know, produce which is sold at very low price is actually consumed by you and me at a very high price. For example, we regularly see that, you know, we are buying something like a tomato in the market at 40 rupees a kilo, but we hear that the farmers are getting 2 rupees a kilo, which is like, you know, around 90-95% less than what the market price is. Now, if you look at other countries, there is always a difference between the market price and what the farmers get. But normally it is around 10-15%, and even if you look at other countries which may be comparable to us, like Indonesia, it is max 20%. But in India, there are a situation where it is as much as 95% or even more. And we have regularly seen situation where farmers have decided to dump their produce because they just don't want to sell it to APMC. It is not even worth taking there, because even the transport cost will not be recovered. So this APMC Act will actually break this monopoly and allow the farmers to sell wherever they want to sell, whichever APMC they want to go, not necessarily one district. Second is that it will be allowing the private sector to set up their own mandis. So farmers will have a choice to go to the private sector mandi, wherever it is, and sell it for whatever price is available. Now, there are a couple of concerns which has been created because of this. There are, one is that whenever you sell to APMC, you pay a small tax, 3 to 5%, which accrues to a significant amount of money for the state governments. You know, in Punjab, for example, it is around 5,000 crores a year, which is used by the state government to give subsidy to the farmers. And now the state government is worried they will lose this money. Second is that the fear is that, you know, these private APMCs will not be paying any taxes, so possibly they will give better prices, and over a period of time the government mandis will close down and there will be a privatization of the market for selling. And third is there are certain food grains which are available, you know, which for which the government gives a MSP, minimum support prices, which in a bad year is a good thing, because even if the market price is low, the government will honor the MSP to the extent it wants to procure. And you know, the Food Corporation of India, 1/4 of its, you know, the entire procurement of FCI is done at MSP prices. So even if the market value, there is a bumper crop, the prices go down, the farmers gets the protection. Now, that is possible in the case of government mandis, but going forward, if everything becomes privatized, that MSP may not be there. So there will be situations where the farmers may lose. So that is the second concern. There are a few other things which are happening along with this. You know, there is this hoarding, which is Essential Commodities Act, and the amount of hoarding which is allowed today by the authorities for certain products which are considered essential commodities is having a certain limit, and beyond which, you know, the authorities can go and, you know, sort of raid and you know, confiscate the products, which is going to be expanded. That is to be proposed. Now, think about it, this Essential Commodities Act is a very old act. It is actually a British Act, which was created during the Second World War to ensure that there is enough food for the people. So it's very archaic, it has to go. So that limits are being expanded. A lot of the products are being taken out of essential commodities, and this hopefully will bring a sort of stability in the market, because right now there is a lot of changes which the government does for these commodities, suddenly changing, you know, the rules that, you know, for example, recently we have had situation where onion or potato exports have been sort of not only prevented but reversed. That is, whatever is being on the process of being exported also is being pulled back. Now this creates a lot of uncertainty for the farmers who are operating the market. It creates a very bad name for us in the international market also. So that is something the EMA, sorry, ECA, Essential Commodities Act, is sort of stuff which is being abused rather than used by the government for political purposes, responding to the consumers who have more voice and not supporting much the farmers who really need the support. And then contract farming, which is being done for a long time, which essentially means a company like a PepsiCo may, or maybe ITC, gets into a contract with a farmer or set of farmers to produce something with certain quality is being to be provided, and certain procurement will be happening. Now this gives a lot of stability to the farmers, so obviously they are, that is beneficial. Now coming back to these three laws which you talked about, one is you know, the ability of farmers to go to any APMC, and private APMCs coming in and decide to sell or not to sell. Second is this, you know, the allowing the, you know, the contract farming, which I just talked about in a more extensive way. And the third is this, you know, the Essential Commodities Act dilution of that. So if you look at net, all of them will be beneficial to the farmers. Farming is the only sector in India where there is, you know, extremely regulated, and it is not a great benefit to the farmers themselves, but more to the consumers like us. But yes, the government has not done a good job of talking to the opposition or having a debate. And of course, they passed the bill in the parliament very hastily. So a lot of concerns have come in. If they are addressed well and proper awareness is created, I'm sure they will create a lot of positive value for the farmers in general and economy overall. Thank you.